Welcome back to the episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we are joined by Colin.
Hello.
Colin's going to talk about his hiking experiences and all the things he's done. But before we begin, I don't think Caitlin has anything to... Oh, that's a nice shirt. I like that. I don't think
my wife got it for me, so I gotta give a shout out to Maria. Thank you.
Oh, she was gonna get many shout outs tonight.
Yeah, she's 100%.
Okay, cool.
I don't think Caitlin has anything coming up lately, so I think
we're through birthday month. This is the end of March now. We're through birthday month. We're through like my big run of shows. I'm hoping that they went well and that I've been booked on more. Awesome. Look out for me in the world. Trombone. Oh, I have a trombone gig on April 11th, I believe, at Harborview High with the St. Mary's Band.
Ooh, there you go. So it's music busy, time. Man. Very, yeah. She's very busy. It is hard to fill in recording times with her. So, Colin, why don't you give us a little detail about yourself? Introduce yourself to the people.
Nobody interesting. So I'm pretty honored to be here. I appreciate both of you inviting me. I don't know. I enjoy. I don't even know what to say about that. Honestly, when people say, "Hey, introduce yourself," it's like, "Well, I get two three-legged cats." I don't know what else to say. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a dude, I'm 47.
All right, well, how about I do it for you?
Yeah, there you go.
So, Colin is a former radio host, all-around incredible guy, insurance person.
Yeah, let's go with her. We won't go any further than that. Yeah. That's what I do now.
The reason we're here to talk to Colin today, he, about 5 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, 2018, yeah?
Yep, actually... Okay, I've got to break the glass wall. Today, we're airing this on, would you say 27th of March?
Yeah.
So it would have been May 26th that I started my southbound hike. So a couple of months from today's airing date.
Right. A couple months from today's airing date, Colin hit the trail running-ish southbound down the Appalachian Trail, which I learned is also called the Appalachian Trail.
When you get past the Mason-Dixon line, when you get past the
Mason-Dixon line. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about that journey, Colin. Let's get right into it.
To start off, I've gotten back into hiking. I was always, when I was a kid, you know, doing the old camping thing and everything, you know, in the front yard. Later in life, kind of got away from that. Did the odd camping trip to Fundy. Most of that was, you know, doing a lot of boozing as you're younger. Anyway, and then my wife actually got me into some longer distance hiking, doing some rugged trails, not just gravel national park type trails, and I really enjoyed those. And I stumbled across the Appalachian Trail and, you know, some of the things about that, and I started keeping a folder on my computer desktop of different sites, blah blah blah, about the trail. Always dreamed, because it takes, well, they say 5 to 7 months to hike, and so, well, who's got time to take that off, right? No. So kind of just kept the folder, came across news articles and stories, and really fell in love with it, learned a lot about it. And then, to make this long story quite short, January 15th 2018, walked into my former employment, and they said, "Hey, see you later." And we were like, I was like, "All right, whatever, cool." I felt like I was done anyway with that career. I still love it. I still love the whole essence of radio. But I disagree with a lot of things, but that's for another show. So they gave me, basically said, in my book, which you have somewhere around here, which we'll get more into, I guess, later. I'm here to plug my book too. So if you want to go into Amazon, look for Trail Tales by Colin Fryers. Yeah.
That's why last names are important, Isaiah.
No, that's right. And I'll make sure, like, I put a link in the description below.
Thanks, man.
So that you can find it easy.
So long story short, was, you know, out of that job, next day, literally it was the next day, my wife said, "You've always wanted to hike the AT," and said, "Why don't you do it?" So I was like, cool. Next thing I know, I'm planning 5 months. I'm reading guides. I'm really getting, you know, lots more in-depth research, I guess, of what it's about. And and I even did some training as well. Like, I wasn't worried more about my cardio. I was more worried about the leg strength, because I started the AT, the hardest part, first. And went southbound. When you start in Georgia and go north, it's a little bit easier. And by the time you hit Maine, where it's really, really tough, you've got your trail legs. So since I'm going the other way, I wanted to have my legs in shape and ready to go.
Right.
So yeah, I was climbing over boulders and when I started, but anyway, back to getting started. Next thing I know, it's May. Baxter State Park says they're opening. Maria jumps in the car. We go over. She says, you know, the trip started now. And she says, find your Oania home by following the white blazes. See you in 5 months. So that's kind of the short version of it.
Now, I recall this time quite vividly because you and Maria and I go back at least that long. No, a few years longer than that. And I became, I think, Maria's closest friend in the time that you were away, because you are absolutely Maria's closest friend.
Yeah,
generally.
Absolutely.
And you two spend a lot of time together, as married couples do. And you guys are very much a unit. And so what I got to see in that time was a person who was incredibly proud and worried, but mostly proud of her husband taking this journey and taking what could have been, you know, that whole lemons into lemonade business, and really taking the world by storm. And it was incredible. But I recall vividly, like, the times that she wouldn't hear from you for a day or so, and she'd be like, and sure. She's a very stoic, lovely, and doesn't show her cards. But I was like, she needs to hear from him soon.
And it's funny you bring that up, because I never had, you know, the support was always there. I've always felt that. In fact, yeah. She's the one that literally told me to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
But a lot of people I ran into on the trail, not hikers themselves, but like people that are running into, they're asking me questions about it. Even now today, when I mentioned that I've gone on this, and the first question is, what did your wife think of that?
Yeah.
You guys, oh my God. You know, and then I'm like, well, she was actually the one that told me to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she knew it was great. And I think she would love to do it.
Oh, absolutely. We were planning, and you know, right now she does a lot of other traveling to a lot of South American countries and doing some cool hikes. So right now there's not a lot of time to take 5 months off, blah, blah, blah. So we're kind of trying to work in what we call section hiking. So she does a couple of sections at a time, you know, dozens of miles here and there, and hopefully completed over a certain period of time.
So on this trip, I've been to at least two talks, public talks of you talking about this trip, and of course, bar chats, hearing all about it. So I feel like I'm relatively well-versed in terms of how the trip went, but tell me about the scariest, or no, actually, I'm going to back this train up. This is we talk about fitness and things. How did you prepare fitness-wise? I know we went to the same gym at the time, and tell us a little bit about that.
I got to give a big shout out to Vicky, who ran Port City Fitness, because she really, she's really good at what she does, right? When it comes to fitness. And she knew what I was doing, and you know, she helped me a lot, and I really appreciate everything that she did for me. And like I said, we concentrated on leg strength. So during classes, it was awesome. But also at the same time, what I was doing was the 50-pound boxes of Costco cat litter.
Yep.
I was using that for like squats, because I don't have heavy weights.
Right.
So I was actually using the box because it's got handles, and I would actually squat, and I would step up on chairs. I forgot to tell you, Maria, that I've used the furniture to train on. So there might have been a few broken pieces that I had no idea what happened to them, but I really do. But yeah, so I was actually using cat litter, believe it or not.
That's awesome.
To strengthen my legs.
But that makes a good point that, like, you don't need to have that equipment at home if you can find other things, even like a bag of potatoes or something.
Yeah, absolutely. A bag of potatoes would be, well, I mean, it would be awesome. I mean, although kind of really weird to hold on to because they're so big and odd to hold on to, but at the same time, you're not wrong on that.
Yeah.
If somebody sees me walking out with a box of cat litter, they're like, oh, did you get a cat? Oh, no. Yeah. I'm working out. Yeah.
New routine.
So now you're on the trail. It's May. You're going, you know, what was the scariest part when you were starting out? What was the thing you were most concerned about?
Honestly, my own mind. Because literally I was hiking 8, 9, 10 hours a day.
That's wild.
Every day.
By yourself.
By myself too. And I didn't take headphones. I really wanted to experience the whole, plus I wanted to hear if anything was running off in the bushes in the distance and such. So I took headphones for other purposes, not when I was hiking, because I really wanted to experience everything. But really my own mind, how to occupy it, because it's long. There's a lot of boring parts. Yeah. I mean, it's literally 8 hours of boring, and then there's literally you get 5 minutes. It's like, oh, my God, this is great. But it took you 8 hours to get here. So it was occupying my own mind and getting over the fear of not finishing. Because, you know, it's such a big thing that I wanted to accomplish in my life. That was a fear of, oh, my God, I'm not going to finish before winter or that sort of thing. So it was really how to get the right, proper, positive thoughts.
Yeah. And then what was actually the scariest thing that happened?
Well, there's a couple of moments. I was really the only one. The two, one is in my book that I don't want to reveal. It's about Mr. Hiker with two R's. But the one, there's also when I was first starting out, it was within the first, my goodness, 3 weeks. I forget now. And it was still beginning of June, end of May. It would have been beginning of June. But at the altitudes, there's still, it still snows sometime. So I was actually climbing up a mountain and it was fogged in or clouded over. And I couldn't find, I got to the top, but I couldn't find my way back down the other side. And it was cold and it was now sleet. I had nowhere, I had no idea what was going on. I was searching around and I was confused. And I was literally like starting to panic a little bit because it was cold and hypothermia is a real thing. And anyway, I eventually did find the way down, but I'll tell you, those couple of moments, there was a bit, quite a bit of fear there because again, it was all socked in by cloud. it was pretty trippy.
Yeah, scary. And what was one of the best moments that you remember from the trip?
Oh, God. You're throwing me, let's see now. The best moment was probably, and you'll see the picture in my book, was when I reached Georgia. I knew I was in the last state, and I took a selfie, and I didn't even realize how much of an expression and emotion was in that picture until I'm like, that deserves to be in the book.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, I was really, and at that same time, it's funny because there's a cool tree and I think I put that in the book as well. But as I was coming into Georgia, there was a couple that was tenting there. And again, I was walking up the tree going, screaming, coming down the trail. Like, oh my God, I'm coming to like my last state. And this couple that was camping there, they came over and they're like, oh my God, you're through hiking. You're almost done. Wow. Here's $20. And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. Like, I'm not hurting here. No, seriously. Have a whatever meal on us because, you know, it's a big thing. Yeah. Like, well, okay, then $20 is $20. And then as I crossed over and I took my selfie, continued down the trail, and my next stop was to a roadway where I was getting picked up by a shuttle to go stay at a hostel. And I was at the hostel and I'm like, I lost my $20. So the most exciting point was also maybe one of the most disappointing. Yeah, Georgia, I'm almost done. Where the hell's my $20? So yeah,
I'm going back for it.
Yeah, and I considered it. I'm not gonna lie. But then I thought, you know what? Another hiker is gonna go through, and they deserve it just as much as I do.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
No, I say that publicly. Deep down inside, I'm like, sons of bitches.
My $20. My $20. Now, it was a long trip, but halfway through, you made a brief stop and met your wife.
Yeah, New York City.
In New York City. What was it like leaving the trail to go to one of the biggest cities in the entire world?
Yeah, so I'm going to start out off by saying that I think I developed some sort of weird social problem because as much as I can be around people and stand in front of a lot of people, I get very tired of people and not more mentally. So I think I've almost developed like some sort of social issue. So when I'm around people, I'm like, all right, I gotta go. I'm done. I gotta people out for a minute here. Yeah. So going from, like I said, a lot of solitude and hiking every single day. And then all of a sudden I'm meeting my wife and then we're on a train to how many million people in New York City? And I'm in Times Square looking up going, man, it was overwhelming.
That's overwhelming as a New Brunswicker, just leaving St. John, let alone somebody who's been on a trail for months. Right.
Yeah, 100%. So it was overwhelming, but I really enjoyed every single minute of it. It was pretty cool.
Okay. And now you talk about the entering the last state. Your last few miles, I know that your wife met you.
Yeah.
What did that feel like?
Well, I was a little pissed off at the guys that didn't want to give me their hot dogs, but So I'm like, oh, okay. So I come to the final a little bit. And at this point in the trail, it's kind of flat, like up in Maine, it literally Maine and New Hampshire literally go straight up and straight down. Down south, it's more gradual. And there's a lot of, oh my goodness, switchbacks. So it's easier to get up these hills. The hills are flatter. So as I come up, I'm like, well, I got a lot of time to kill. I'm just going to pull into the shelter. It's literally 3 miles to the end. Meeting Maria tomorrow at noon. I got a lot of time to kill. So as I'm pulling up, there's two dudes, a father and son, and they had hot dogs. And I was really craving a hot dog, and they didn't want to give me one. So, but at the same time, when they left, there was three ladies that hiked in, stayed at the shelter. That's the great thing about the trail system, the AT, and a lot of the trail systems in the States. Canada's awesome, don't get me wrong, but the way they have shelters every 10 to 12 miles, they really respect that there's privies. It's really amazing. But anyway, so the three ladies came in, they overpacked their food, they gave me a bunch of food, so I feasted all night, because by that time in the trip, I'm eating about 10,000 calories, yeah. And I'm burning through it, and I'm always hungry.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning to a beautiful, cool day, and I just thought, almost done. Yeah. My wife's on the way. And then I hiked to the parking lot where she met me, and it was just one of those weird emotional, like, wow, I'm at the end. Yeah. And then as I climbed up the last little bit, there's a bunch of people in the opening and an opening. Like, cool, we must be near the top. There's a lot of people here. And then next thing I know, I see a sign on the other side that says, you know, access trail. I'm like, wait a minute. I passed the end. I walked right past the end. Where all those people were was the end, and I walked right past them.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, I turned around to my wife, and I'm like, oh. I guess I'm done.
You're like Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Are you done? Yeah, just done.
I'm done. I just stopped running.
Yeah, I stopped walking. Yeah. it was when people go northbound, a lot of them choose it because at the end you're climbing a huge mountain, Mount Katahdin.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a big finish. Down there, you literally walk past the end and go, oh, crap.
That was it?
Yeah, that's literally it. There's no like kaboom. It's, okay.
Cool. I guess I'm done.
Yeah, it was a good time though. But again, I remember that moment exactly. I remember walking up and I remember there was a couple of guys come down. They, you know, of course, wanted to know more about it. We got to the top, had my picture taken with a bunch of lady hikers. There was a dozen of them. My wife swung in a tree. We went a mile back down the hill, stayed at the shelter, and you know, just really soaked it all up at the end.
You give one piece of advice to somebody considering this trip, what would it be?
How can I sum up something like that? My first piece of advice is no matter how cheap they are, do not buy fiber bars.
Fiber bars?
Yeah, because you'll run into a big problem on the trail. Oh. But my second piece of advice is do a lot of research. Don't listen to one person. That's one thing that I've noticed is, you know, people are on message boards. And I'm not saying don't ask for, but make sure you take everything that you get and research it more. Because what you like as on your feet, and you're like, they're the absolute best. They're the greatest things in the world. I buy them and they're the absolute, they're trash.
Right.
So cool to know. Thank you very much. Hey, what do you like?
Right.
You know, and then test it out. But don't take one person's view, because my experience is different than a lot, you know, everybody else's, right? Yeah. So it's good to get the information, but don't just trust one source. That would be my biggest piece of advice. Especially the AT, where it is very difficult and it is very lonely. Really know what you're getting yourself into, right? So
How many pairs of shoes did you go through?
I believe it was three. So I wore a pair through Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, right into New York City. Yep. Beat the hell out of them. The sides were all blown out on them. Went to North Face in New York City, bought a brand new pair right there, donated my old ones. Then I had another pair shipped to me when I was in Tennessee.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
before we wrap up, you want to plug your book a bit?
I do. It's on Amazon. It's self-published. Trail Tales. Oh my God. The second title called. Read that whenever you get. Here, I'll do it for you. An East Coast Canadian southbound adventure on the Appalachian Trail. Sorry, it's one of those things you throw me the headlights here, right? It's like, tell me a joke.
Wow.
So, yeah. Go to Amazon. You can type in my name, Colin Friars. It'll come up as Trail Tales, and I hope you really enjoy it. Again, I'm not an author.
You're a great storyteller. Well,
I appreciate that a lot because I hired an editor, and I just can't thank her enough either, because she took my gibberish maritime English KV high level 3, courses and really made it actually make sense.
That's wonderful. See, I was going to take offense. I was like, I'm KV high educated writer.
I won't be invited back.
I wasn't level 3 though. So,
I'll put a link in the description below as well for you guys, so you can easily find that. But let's wrap it on up. Katie, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Fat Caitlin on TikTok, Kate D on Instagram, Caitlin Dean on Facebook, The Caitlin Dean on X. And we're at Kate and Isaiah Living Large on Facebook.
And I am at Maritime Brews on all of the social medias. Again, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to, you can find us also on YouTube. And if you are listening on YouTube, like, share, subscribe, click that bell for the notification.
Sorry. I'm actually in the same room as someone. Click that link. I've only ever seen it on YouTube, but you actually said it. I can't believe it. I actually am part of it.
You get to be part of it.
Smash that button.
But we will be back with Colin for a part 2 to talk a little bit more about hiking and just like prep for hiking.
And his own story about like his own stuff.
Yes.
Great description.
Great description. But until next week, bye.
Bye.